Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem at 11:07 at night. And I wanted to do a podcast because I'm off. Well, not really. Tomorrow I have to work, but I don't have to do no doubles or anything. So I have to do about like 7 hours, not even 8 hours tomorrow. So tomorrow's going easy peasy. And it's Friday and I have the whole weekend off. So I'm excited. I got a lot of things planned for the weekend. It's about to be lit, and I have to work tomorrow, but normally I'm off on Thursdays. Well, I'm off on Fridays, but I'm going on vacation at the end of the month, so I'm just trying to, you know, get the bag. I'm trying to get all the coins I can, so I decided to just, you know, come in tomorrow and get an extra cup of Scooby snacks. So, I just want to do this podcast because I'm feeling good. I poured me a little cocktail. And mind you, I like to drink wine, and I shouldn't be drinking on a Thursday knowing damn well I have to wake up and go to work in the morning tomorrow. But it's okay. You know, I feel good, and I'm starting to feel like myself again. You know, I already realized the things that I can't control, I got to let it go. And the things that I can control, I have to do my best to do the best that I can. So I poured me a little drink and I'm sipping it. It's a little Tito and a little cranberry ocean spray. What is it? The ocean spray, cranberry, mango, one of those fancy juices. But so I just wanted to say, hey, I'm in a good mood right now. It's been a minute since I've been in a good mood. Like, I've been getting back to myself because, like I said, I've realized the things that I can't control, I cannot beat myself up over. And I'm just doing the best I can. So when I realized that that's all I could do, is I realized that's when the ball is in my court and I can start, you know, doing what makes me happy. So tomorrow when I get from work, I have a nail appointment. I'm going out tomorrow to an event, and I'm actually invited to a few things tomorrow. And oh goodness, hold on, my TV just popped back on. Anyway, so I got a few things planned for the weekend. A few things for Saturday, a few things for Sunday. And I'm so excited. I cannot wait to go on vacation. It's very much needed. Like, 5 days in the sun, all inclusive. Are you kidding me? Like, cocktails by the beach. And, you know, they got the swim up pool bar. Like, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I know it is for my daughter's sweet 16, and we are celebrating her. But technically, it's my birthday, too, because I gave birth to her that day, and I could have died. We both, like, really did our big one that day, April 1st, 2008. So I'm really excited that I can spend my daughter's sweet 16 in another country, and we're enjoying it with my little sister and my nephew, and we're going to do our big one. We're going to have a really good time. This is, like, the first time that I'm going on vacation with my little sister and my nephew. It's just going to be us, and I'm excited. I want to go shopping. I want to just do my big one and just have a really good time. And I want my daughter to experience something that it took me years to experience in my older years that she's going to be experiencing at a young age. And so is my little nephew. Like, these are things that is beautiful and is very meaningful to me. And, you know, just breaking generational curses and things like that. And just going for, you know, the best. And I'm really excited that I can do that with my family. I'm so excited. So, I was supposed to be off tomorrow, but I want the coin. So the girl is working. And people really don't know, but I do work in hospice. I work in hospice care with people that probably have like a month to live, maybe shorter. And for some people, it would be depressing, but I've been doing this years before I started my business. But when I started my business, I took a leave of absence and focused on my business. But now that I'm back in hospice care, it makes me feel just like this is what I'm supposed to do. you know, to be with somebody at their time of need, like at their last days on earth, is something that I can't even explain. And I have the family contact me and tell me how appreciative they was for me being there and helping the transition be so peaceful as possible. It's just like very rewarding for me, and I really enjoy doing it, even though years ago when I first started hospice care, it was a little sad, made me a little depressed. But after losing so many loved ones and realizing that after life, you know, there's life, there's death, but there's not just death. So to see people in their last days, to make it as comfortable as possible, and just to give my spirit and my energy to them as much as I can, it makes me very happy. And I know it sounds crazy. Some people are like, I could never do that. But for me, it's very rewarding. And it's very rewarding when the patient tells me, thank you so much. You're so kind. You're so nice to me. And I tell them I love doing this. This is something that I feel that I was meant to do. Like, even though I have so many, you know, parts of me, I love fashion. I love makeup. I love being an entrepreneur. I also love being a caretaker. I also love helping people that are in need. And me being in hospice care is something that is not for everybody, but it's for me. You know, I love doing it, and I love just being a service, whatever I can do. So today, one of my patients, you know, it's an older lady, doesn't have too much long, but I was helping her with her oxygen, and we were having, she can't really talk. But what she was saying to me is that she didn't want to die. Like, you know, she don't want to leave her husband and her kids. And I'm just like, when people say things like that, it's like, what could you say? So I was just saying, you know, it's a blessing that you have your husband and your kids with you. They love you. They're supporting you. And it's a blessing you have them. So I was just trying to, like, see the brighter side of the cloud, the dark cloud, you know. But yeah, so I'm just in a place right now where I'm focused on just trying to be the best I can be, and also investing back into my business. I got so many things I'm working on that I'm not going to talk about, but I'm working so hard because I have a plan. My plan is never to work for anyone. I do enjoy what I do. However, I love to be my own boss, and I just need to get back to that. So I'm working as hard as I can to stack a coin so I can be able to invest back into my business the way I really, 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 really want to. Like, to do some things that I know I could do and just take it over. And, you know, I'll come back to this. This is something that, you know, I love doing, but I also enjoy other things, and that's where I'm at. So I'm really excited. For the spring, I'm really excited for the summer. I'm really excited to see how I rebrand my business. I'm really excited to see where it goes. I'm excited about my love life. I'm excited about just the way I feel. I'm excited about the way that I look. No shade. Like, I've come a long way. Like, I've been working out. I've been walking a lot. I've been just trying to take care of my mind, body, and soul, as always. And, you know, I've been, you know, getting some losses every now and then. And, you know, it has set me back. But I have to remember who the hell I am. And I'll bounce back 10 times better than what I even started with. So at this point, I'm just giving myself grace and allowing myself to just get to where I need to be whenever that is. And as long as I know who I am, I know where I'm going to go. I just want to surround myself with positive people, positive vibes, and people that are good at just communication and that mean me well. Other than that, listen, I ain't got time for it. I don't. No shade. I'll cut you off in a second. My cutoff game is ridiculous. I cut you off. I'm not the type of person that care about having friends. I don't care about having a popular nigga. I don't care about none of that shit because at the end of the day, I know who I am. I'm a go-getter. I'm a hard worker. I'm a hustler. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit y'all doing. I'm not impressed about nothing. Nothing. Nobody can impress me. No celebrity. Nobody. I'm not easily impressed at all. And I'm not saying that because I'm saying it. I really don't care. We all human and we all gonna die someday. At the end of the day, the only thing that impressed me is a person that has good character, a person that is respectful, and a person that has morals. If you don't got none of that, my nigga, you're a fucking fraud, and I don't subscribe to you or her. Period. I don't do none of that. I only roll with the rush. I only roll with the real people. If you ain't real, then you don't see me fucking with you. I fall back all the way, lazy boy chair style. I fall back. Period. Recline. Anyway, I'm just talking nonsense. This is 10 minutes of me just yapping because I was drinking a little tea, though. It's like today, Friday, and it ain't. But I'll come back to you guys tomorrow with some more tea. I do have a story that I want to talk about, but I'll probably save that for another day. Anyway, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Love you guys. Peace out. Bye.